again. You have to pick the potatoes, right? It's two again. It doesn't make a difference how they do it. One can hold the bucket, one can throw it into the bucket, right? When the bucket is full, they go around the next flag, bring it back down here for the next two.
Okay.
That's not a relay. That's not a relay.
One carries the bucket then.
It's up yourself.
You have to gather them up, is it?
Jim Lynn, how are we fixing this?
How are you doing?
All good, yeah. I'm well used to potato spuds in my day. Yeah, yeah, no bother.
Okay, can we count the potatoes, please? Can we? Aidan, will you count the potatoes there, if you could, please? Yeah.
Does the two of them have to run around the flag?
After challenge two, which was the carrying the weight out, the rugby club were first. I think we were second, were we? And the soccer club were third. Oh, we were disqualified, were we? Okay. Right. John, I thought there was a tactical error, John.
What?
I thought there was a tactical error there, John. We were spending more time carrying it up on our shoulders while the rugby club were flying out, carrying it down low.
I could hear you giving the advice there, Liam. I think we slipped up. We should be mic'd up, really.
We should be mic'd up, exactly.
And we're not.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if we're coming at it like, yeah, if we're coming at it in this, like amateurs, yeah, you know, that's, yeah, the sort of results we're going to get.
Be amateur, get amateur, yeah, results. Okay, okay. Okay. Are the potatoes counted? That's the question. Are they counted?
As that man Kane said, now I'm not sure if it was Michael O'Dermott, I think, failed to prepare, prepare to fail.
Exactly, yes. Oh, fill in the way out.
Run with the bucket and run the first flag and back down here and leave them down.
Can
here.
You kick the bucket?
Two people or one?
Two.
Both are on the pole. The rugby club have every technicality
and
teased
OAP,
out.
Special.
How are the soccer club doing there? They're more the chipped generation down here. I'm not sure how they get off the spuds. Do all your crowd know that spuds are naturally occurring things, or do you think they were grown in shops, or how are they fixed?
Jeez, the GA pulled it out again. They can't count.
No, we got done there.
I say it's doing the doing, I think.
Yeah, it's not looking good right now. So who's second now? Are you second now overall?
We're second overall, yeah. Second so far.
Soccer second overall.
Just about
40, 50, 60. It's a challenge. And they certainly have a very good team, the rugby club. And they've... Seamus O'Toole there, I see. Burke on the farm. He'd be well used to this one. Dear to Burke, bit of a townie now. I'm not sure she'd handle the spuds so well. But they have to pick up all the spuds, run out to the flag, and back in again with them. This would be hard to referee. Is it a relay or is it one by one? Okay, so one by one kind of. Who's our first man there, though?
We're debating who to send out first, because they've been so long starved for potatoes, they don't know what they are.
Our crowd might eat it.
Jim Lennon is already equal, I think.
Jim Lennon looks mean, he's in the zone. Look at him, he's in the zone. He's out to blank it out. Jim! Is Jim still with us there, is he? Jim!
He's in trance.
He's still with us there, Jim.
He's in trance.
Okay, he beats him up, is he now? I better go to my position. This is quite the scene here at the green. The rugby club took a 3-team with two people coming out, picking up all the spuds into the bucket, then run on about 40 yards around the flag and back in again to the end. And Deirdre Burke and Seamus O'Toole are ahead of Gilligan and Lennon and the soccer club Conroy, and I'm not sure, I think it's Valerie again, but O'Toole, Lennon, O'Toole versus Lennon to the line. It's very close. Both teams claim success. The soccer club are still running. What does the referee say? Referee, who are you giving it to? Rugby club O'Toole by a neck. And what a neck. Race 2, GA club at McCormick and McTighe. Rugby club, I think it's Brian O'Connor and Pat McGrath. And soccer have... So I don't know enough those soccer crowds. The polling I see there. The sun is against me as well. We'll stick with the two teams nearest us. Good work by... good teamwork there by the rugby club. McGrath is good at this. McGrath has been good at it before. We'll pause to get the sprint. The flag and the GA club are flying it. They're not going to be beaten this time. They're cruising home. McTighe and McCormick. Donald McCormick and Keith McTighe claim it for the GAA, and really no room for dispute there.